It was on Friday that the news came through where the CC Mariners are welcomed with great news at the from the APL, the Australian Professional Leagues, in regards to the expansion of the W League. Central Coast Mariners have confirmed that they will submit a letter of intent to the APL to enter a team into the 2022-23 W League season, the Women's League. And to find out more from the Academy of the Mariners, we've got Gabby Blanch with us this morning.
G'day, Gab.
Good morning, guys. Nice to chat with you both.
Yeah, likewise. Hey, this is great news for women who are on the Central Coast and play soccer.
It sure is. It's such an exciting time for the club and the region as well. It's something that we've been striving towards for quite a while now, and it's good to see that the wheels are properly in motion.
Yeah, and I mean, recognition all the way from the top. Sean Millerkamp saying that they're adamant the W League will require all resources provided to the A-League team. And so, you know, there's parity between the women and the men, it looks like.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And it's, I guess that's, we're lucky with the leadership of Sean and the likes of Ken, that they are dedicated to the women's program and they're dedicated to the W League becoming a solid entity. So we're really lucky and we really appreciate that.
Gab, they've submitted the letter. The chances are you guys will be put in to the Women's League season, won't you?
Oh, we like to think so, yeah. We're pretty confident.
I reckon the public are going to storm the gates too, just quietly. You're going to get some good numbers, I'd say.
Yeah, I think so. Look, obviously with the reinvigoration of the men's team since last year, I think that the W League coming into play will really complement that, and it's going to be able to provide the full suite of the player pathway for not only the boys now, but the girls on the coast, which is awesome.
I was going to say, how does it sort of make way for young female players to come up through? How do they go with that?
So essentially, we've been working now for about 4 years on really improving the delivery of the academy program for women on the coast. So girls as young as, you know, 8 or 9 can now join our SAP academy, and then they've got a solid player pathway through our academy ranks. And the W League will really just finish off that process and have the ability to have players be shown on a national stage to, you know, the young Matildas and then the Matildas, if that's the case.
And as well as that, the Mariners are working with the council, Central Coast Council, and have submitted an application to FIFA for a base camp for what's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely, which is awesome news and good exposure again for our region and for our girls that are playing to be able to see that and see what that looks like and hopefully then aspire further to want to join that in the future.
Yeah, base camp for the Women's World Cup in 2023. Just keeps getting good. They're better, doesn't it? Really? Yeah.
Absolutely.
It just opens the door for young girls who love a bit of soccer to get out there and go for it, and that gives them dreams, hope of coming true.
It really does. It's like I said, it's been a long time coming. It's something that I never really had access to as a young player. And so to be involved in that as now an administrator and a coach, it's really awesome to see come to light on the coast.
And Gab, like soccer with kids on the Central Coast is huge. Clearly there's a lot of girls playing soccer now on the Central Coast as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, and growing year on year, which is awesome. And so to have the infrastructure in place, which is what we're currently working on improving and providing for the girls, is a really good thing for our region.
Oh, good stuff. And fingers crossed, when will we know that the letter of intent has been accepted?
Not too sure on that one, but I'm sure you guys will be the first to know when we do find out.
You bet we will. We love a bandwagon, and we're on this one.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Gab.
Thanks, guys. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, that's Gabby Blanch from the Central Coast Mariners Academy. And the big news, that is great news, that they've submitted a letter of intent to the APL to enter a team into the 2022-23 W League season.
They will fill the grounds for sure.